G'day, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello?
It is Thursday. A lot happened in today's show.
Yeah, we caught up with a pap. A paparazzi. He spilled the beans. He was actually waiting. He was on a stakeout, waiting for Justin Bieber to finish his steak that he was having out.
It would be hard to be hated that much.
Some aren't, you know. Like, and he said he'd been in the game for 25 years. I reckon he'd be at that stage of they'd be like, hey, Giles, how are you, buddy? All right, you can't. There you go, buddy,
because
off your
pop. Because there are some people that have a good relationship with the paparazzi. Mm. You know how you kind of go, there's some people that are always going to be in the tabloids, and I wonder if at one point they wanted to be.
Yeah.
Then they go, I've given up. Because Kate and William do have a respectful relationship with them, and they're not going to be seen out and about photographed when they don't want.
That's, I reckon, how paparazzi can do what they do is because in the early stages of someone's career, they want to be papped and they're all happy and smiley and wavy, and then they get famous and then they're like, if the paparazzi follow me everywhere. Mm. And it's like, well, when you needed me, it was okay. And now that I can make money out of you, you're all meh about it. So I don't get the whole the paps are rude to me by celebrities. That's what you sign up for. You get uber famous, you get millions, you know it's going to happen.
I was speaking about that with someone who was like, oh, you know, it is unfair. Like, people do need to make sure that celebrities are given their personal life, you know? Like,
bullshit.
You don't want to. And I said, but that's annoying when people come on. And at one point they didn't. They said, I don't want to talk about personal life. And they're like, yeah, but you should just give them space. I went, but do you read about them in magazines? Yeah, no, I do like that. And I do like watch all their interviews, but you shouldn't ask about their personal stuff. I said, but you've just watched all that. Like, you've got a fascination with it, but then.
Yeah. But also too, hey, can I come on your radio show and plug lots of stuff?
Mm. Plug a perfume,
sure.
But I don't
you
want to
can buy a commercial.
Personal,
I hate that no personal questions or.
I think you can answer it in a respectful way.
Yeah.
Like. You know, if someone wants to ask, go, you know what? Every time I've spoken about my dating life, I've jinxed it. So I'm not going to speak about it today.
Yeah.
But any other thing you want to talk about? You would respect that. I mean, I personally would. I'd go, no, that's an interesting point. Good point.
Only if in a week's time I don't flick on 60 Minutes and they're doing a $200,000 sit-down tell-all. Look, I don't talk about my personal life until you've got a big fat stack of kids.
You would respect this. No, I'll talk about that in detail, but someone did offer me $500,000. So are you going to match that?
Hey, yes.
That I would be like, sweet as that. Then I go, you're being honest with me.
Yeah. It's that honesty where you go,
just be honest.
You know what? I actually understand that. Well, then cool. I probably won't because I'm going to wait for that sweet deal. But I hope you read it.
Or even, I don't like the paparazzi anymore because I'm famous enough and I don't need it. Mm. To be fair, I told them everywhere I was going before when I was trying to break out. But now it is annoying, you know?
Now the kids don't like it. I would go, fair enough.
Yeah, but just be honest, you know. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, as my mum used to always say to me.
It's bullshit.
Love's one of my mum's favourites. I'm like, sure, you don't know what I've been doing. She's like, yes, I do.
It was just a highly chlorinated pool, Mum.
No, we were having a dirt fight in the park. I mean, our clothes are clean, but. Just
I saw a lady the other day do what you said. She'd pulled over in the car and she was having a cigarette.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
That's what he does?
No, he was saying that he saw someone at the park do it because they didn't want to be caught. And then after she got the chewing gum and she did the whole spray.
Right. Oh, I had a neighbour who used to go and smoke darts in the park with a glove and like everything. Yeah.
Unfortunately, she threw the cigarette butt in the bushland.
So you had to make a call?
No, I didn't make a call.
Oh.
There is a website online that you can do it.
I would.
Yeah, she had personalised number plates.
Ah.
Well, yeah. You just can't do it in bushland.
No.
It's highly illegal.
In this day and age. You shouldn't do it anywhere.
I was questioning.
Throw it in the ocean. It's not going to burn there.
I was questioning whether I should go up and say something because the kids were like, Mum, because they're aware of it. And I was like, should have I said something there and then? I probably should have. I should have said, excuse me, I'm really sorry, but I will even take it for you, but please don't do that again.
Mm.
But I was too gutless.
Nah.
What have you said, say?
Oh, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, mate.
Bullshit. I didn't even know there was a website.
You would sit there and go, hey, what days are you going to be here just to pop down and pick all your cigarette butts up for you? I'll leave an ashtray out as well if you like.
You don't scream confrontation.
I don't scream at all.
Only on the inside. Help!
Bang on impersonation.
All righty, here's today's...
I'm snorting a lot more.
Who was that? You snorted? It was me.
I can
snort. We always have a rule that if someone snorts, we all snort because sometimes it can be embarrassing.
Yeah, because no one wants to snort alone.
No.
Well, sometimes.
All right, let's get into the podcast, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. You'll be my resolution. New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
2020 resolution setting.
I did make a lot this year because I was like, well, it's a new decade, so I should really go hard. And I was saying that I'm not going to drink every day like I most days.
The first step to recovery is admitting.
I was drinking too much. I've been open with saying that I've had problems in the past and I'm never going to get like that again. So if I'm drinking too much, I'm like, it's time to take a break. So I'm only drinking once a month.
And when you're on holidays, it's easy to have a few drinks every day because I got nowhere to be tomorrow.
Yeah. But I've had motivation because my son said I wouldn't be able to do it. Like,
that's the worst thing you can do.
Matey mate. It's because I made him walk a half an hour to a bottle shop in Bali. I was like, these are all the reasons why you're not going to be able to do it.
Did they serve him when he got there?
And little note. Please give this to my mum. She's desperate. No, but I've also signed up to lose weight. There is this competition that's going, and two girls from here got me into it.
Uh-huh. Is it a money one, is it?
Still hosted by the commando?
No, you put in $50 into the kitty, and I think it's up to $850 that you could win. So I thought it was on who's lost the most weight. Now it goes on percentage.
Right, so you all put money in.
Yeah, $50.
You go on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Whoever's lost the most fat percentage at the end of the challenge gets all the money that everyone put in.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is hard to lose weight. It is so easy to put it on.
Mm.
But it really is hard.
Mm.
And everyone's really encouraging on this Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But me. Because I felt like it's
a competition.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, it's not really a competition. It's all about getting our healthiest. And I'm like,
no, it's not, fatties. I want your money.
But then why do we put the money in? And it's every Monday you can weigh yourself, and some people have achieved it. And I love the people that are like, nah, didn't really do it this month. Mm. This week, you're like, ching.
So where are you at? Because
you
mentioned to me about it, but I felt uncomfortable.
You were going
to
go in. I thought you went in.
Yeah, but you felt uncomfortable what?
About like sort of seeing other women's weights and things. I feel uncomfortable discussing
people
weight
don't care.
With
that's
women.
What we're doing. No, that's and it's thing. Men and women as well.
They're putting it up for that to be.
Yeah, but it just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like? It's
yes.
if you're 9 months pregnant, you're looking the best you've ever looked.
A couple
I've never
of girls,
seen you
thinner. A couple of girls said, well, there we go, that's expected. I put on 1.5. I had a fabulous Sunday.
Yeah, fair play.
But there's people that aren't sharing because you don't have to share every Monday.
Oh, right.
So there's about three people that aren't sharing and they're making me nervous because they're like committed. So I lost weight. I lost like 2 kilos first week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then 600 grams the next week.
Still not bad.
But it was only because you have to take a photo of your weight next to the date. So I took a photo and then realised, silly me, my mobile phone weighs too much.
Oh, so
let's step on the scales, get the weight locked in, then take a photo, and I was down 200 grams.
Yeah.
So I'm getting to the point where I need to go to the toilet before. And
yeah, do all that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Take nail polish off.
Take off some of your photos on your phone, make it lighter.
It's so easy to put on weight, but it's just so hard to lose it.
It's just not as much fun.
Well, you realise that you're putting your body into starvation to be able to lose
it. That's the problem with weight loss. You're so hungry the whole time.
How are you going? Because I know you're trying.
Yeah, I'm kind of slipping away. I've been trying to
lose motivation, don't you?
You do, because I said to Esther, because she's on a detox too, I said, I'm hungry and I don't know whether being hot is as important to me as not feeling hungry.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's what I thought last year. I was like, nah, I don't really want to get back in shape.
Just think it's not forever.
But now all my clothes.
Yeah, hot is a lifestyle.
It is.
Because once you get to hot, you got to maintain your hotness, and that means being hungry. And I just think, I don't want to get to like, oh, I feel good about myself, and then I'll just plug it all back on again.
We're eaters. Mm. We like to eat. You can go all day without eating.
Yes.
Yeah, and you enjoy that.
Mm.
I don't. Intermittent
fasting. It's the new thing, too. I'm way ahead of my time.
Mm. And I get hangry. Do you get hangry?
Don't you both get hangry?
Yeah.
No, because I'm constantly like that. Even if I eat, I'm still hangry.
And that's just called angry.
Leave out the hangry part. I'm just angry. Yeah. That's just different.
So do you reckon there's people on there lying if this is a competition?
Yeah.
Why would you not just say, oh, I've put on 17 kilos and on the last day be like, lying?
Because it's supposed to be a supportive group. But there's got to be some people in there that are lying. See, the thing is, Erin's probably our biggest competition, and she works here. So
Erin
I was thinking,
in the newsroom.
Yeah, doing a bit of a mean girls thing, like
dumping sugar in her,
fatten them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they do those protein shakes, and they're like, "Why am I keep putting on weight? I thought these are little diet ones."
Protein balls, you could get away with that. And you know what it's like in this kitchen? If something's on a plate in the kitchen, you could make this entire building obese. I reckon in a week with a plate of protein balls.
Mm. Yeah.
And you just say free food over the intercom.
And then people come
running. They'll squawk in.
Sometimes they've used that to get a team meet happening.
Yes.
not a lie.
All right, well, good luck. Good luck. Are you winning? You winning at the moment?
No,
she's not.
No, I'm not.
What are you coming?
The two girls here are the ones that are winning.
Mm.
Siobhan?
Siobhan's not in it. No, Lauren.
Oh, I was going to give you schnapps. Okay.
No, Lauren's just discovered that tonic had calories.
Yeah.
She's like, why didn't no one tell me? She goes, so now I've swapped it with soda and she's really doing well.
All right. Well, everyone, good luck on your journeys.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about? Although we were talking about the Lions player from the AFLW League did get struck by lightning when she was out on a boat. She was holding a pole.
Jess Wooshner.
Wooshner, yes.
Wooshy, here she comes.
She's a great goal kicker. Chris in Pimpama, you've been hit by lightning?
I have been electrocuted by lightning. I was, got a fairly big shock from it, yes.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So where were you, Chris? Were you out?
I was on a mine site in northern WA.
Mm. Yeah.
What does it feel like as it goes through your body?
It was just like an instant just a real shock pain sort of. Mm. It sent me flying. I had my hand on the side of a building and threw me about 3 meters away.
And any, Abby was saying like 80% of people have lasting effects from it. Any lasting effects from your strike?
Not that I know of or have noticed, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, right, that's good.
Yeah.
So did you, like when you got shocked and thrown 3 metres, did you black out or did you just stand up and go, I think that was lightning? Yeah.
I just stood up and kept trying to go back to doing what I was doing, but there was a guy behind me who's seen the whole thing, and he had gone bright white. And he panicked and went and got his supervisor, and they came and grabbed me and said, sorry, mate, you're going to have to come with me. And then, I got transported to the next town and had to spend 24 hours in hospital.
Mm.
Wow.
Look at you getting back up, shrugging it off and going back to work.
Yeah, he would have been more traumatised seeing it, I guess.
I was not expecting as many calls as we've had, but Scott and Mango Hill...
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good.
You've been hit by lightning too.
No, that's not correct. I'm letting you know that the reason why you've got to not have a shower and or wash your hands or whatnot in a lightning storm is all the old houses were perpetually bonded, so all your old copper pipes were part of your earth stake.
Mm-hmm.
So if a lightning struck anywhere around the area, it would go up your hot water or your cold water system and zap you.
Wow.
So is that not the case now, Scott?
A lot of PVC pipes stop that from happening, of course. So if you've got an old house and you actually remove the copper pipes and replace them with PVC, you've got to install another earth stake to make it safe again.
Around grounded. Yeah, there you go.
See, we've got all the old copper pipes as well still in our place. So we
no
shouldn't be showering.
With a lightning
would
strike.
You have the same?
We've got, I don't know, it's ceramic on the outside. So
no, like,
it'd probably be all the old ones. It's an old house. I don't shower. I just run in the backyard naked, running around, whooping it up.
I reckon you'd still get shocked from that, though.
With golf clubs in my hands, flying a kite with a key on it.
No rubber soles for you. Madison in Mango Hills, what do you want to talk about during first calls?
I just want to talk about how annoying cats are that aren't even yours that wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning every time you house sit.
Why is it someone else's cat? Oh,
because
you're house sitting.
Because they've gone away, so I have to look after their cat.
Yeah, right.
And they keep waking me up and they keep drilling blood on my arm.
Yeah, they'll wake you up like sitting on your face and stuff. They're quite...
Exactly. Yeah. They're not very friendly, but I'm a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, I'm not a cat person.
Why did you whisper that?
I don't know, because I feel ashamed.
Don't be ashamed.
You're not a pet person.
I don't mind other people's pets. You know, the things. I don't want the responsibility of a pet. Esther's on me about a cat at the moment, and I tried to bluff her, and I said, you get a choice between a YSL handbag or a cat? And she chose the cat.
No.
Oh, right.
I mean,
I've thought about it.
You get the right cat.
I know, but now I've changed. I want the love. Mm. And it's hard to get the love from the cats when you want it. Love. And dogs were just always there just to love you. And cats are just...
Cats, if they give you your love, it's more because you've earned it.
No, it's just like getting another child.
Mm. Cats are the most abusive relationship you can get yourself into.
Yes, and you keep going back for more.
That's right. You keep going to pat them and they scratch you and you think, no, tomorrow it'll be different.
I've got self-confidence now.
That's
right. I don't
need to do that. Yeah, they don't mean it. They actually love me deep down. No, they love me. I promise.
The wind affects them, doesn't it?
The wind affects cats?
Cats, yeah. I don't know why, but it really affects them. That's why you like could be patting one and the wind comes through and they...
Oh, really?
Mm.
There you go. So don't blow in your cat's face.
Yeah, that's always a good advice.
You got a good relationship with your cats?
Hate both my cats, okay. But my last cat I love dearly. Dearly love that cat.
Is that the one that Cat
ran over? Yes.
But that was Cat's cat.
Well, then I took it over. It became my cat. It loved me more.
Hence the reason Cat.
Cat Red Cat was so jealous, filled with jealousy.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is a true story. It happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
This all started because I was at the hairdresser's and a girl goes, you're not going to believe this story. My friend was over in Mexico, met this guy, went back to his house, got a rash and all. And I was like, wait, I know the story. She goes, no. It happened to a friend. I went, no, this is a common story. You sure it was your friend? She goes, well, it happened to a friend of a friend of mine. I was like, sorry, sweetheart. We know that one. So we thought, why don't we try it? With stories
did
that
you
we
need
know.
The condescending sweetheart in it?
She I didn't. I only said that to you guys. I only said that to you guys. But I did start and I was like, oh, maybe it's not real. She was convinced. But we thought, why don't we try it with stories that people in Brisbane have heard? They share it. Or maybe their parents have shared it with them. Mm-hmm. And they're convinced it's real. But if everybody knows it, then it's got to be fake.
Abs is going to tell you the first half of the story.
Yeah.
You call us on 13 10 60 if you can finish the next part of the story. We wipe it. We never believe it again. If it doesn't get finished, it is definitely a true story.
And I don't want to know if you guys hear this or not.
Well, you don't want to know if we
know. No, because
this.
I might have told it to you.
Oh, okay.
Do you know? So it's not a credible source.
No, we
so I want to hear.
Sweetheart, we've heard this one.
I want to hear on 13 10 60.
Plus, we got 4 minutes to fill after this next ad break, so.
Yeah. So there's this girl, right, and she was alone in her house, and she goes to bed, and she goes to bed every night with a dog on the floor beside her. Then in the middle of the night, she's woken up by this really strange sound. 13, 10, 60, if you've heard this one before, because if no one calls up, it's real,
true.
And I will tell the rest of the story.
Okay.
All right. You've only given just the tip of the story this
Isn't
morning, haven't
one,
you?
One little bit.
There's not
else
really much more to it.
No?
Well, 13, 10, 60, if you know any more to that story.
A girl that goes to sleep. She does it every night. Her loyal dog.
She goes to sleep every night?
By her bed. Mm. No, by her bed. You really like trying to pick on these, don't you?
No.
Got the calls coming in. Let's see. Can you finish this story, Brisbane?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
This is a true story. It happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
If someone says it happened to a friend of mine, you're like, nah. I need names.
Unless
I need to chat to them.
If they're at this party and you can bring them over and they tell the story, I believe you.
Yeah.
But they're always interesting stories. Nah. And folklores, I guess we get told them as a kid. We were saying that maybe you get told them at sleepovers. You know, when people are trying to go to sleep and scare them. But the thing is, sometimes they are real. So we're going to share the stories that we've heard. And if anyone can finish it, then we know that everyone knows it's not
real.
No, yeah.
It's made up.
So 13, 10, 60, see if you can finish this. There's this girl and she goes to sleep in her house, but every night she goes to sleep, she sleeps with her dog, her very loyal dog, on the floor beside her. In the middle of the night, she's woken up by a strange sound.
Casey, what's the next part of this story?
So she wakes up and she hears this noise of like a licking sound and she thinks, oh, the cat's licking me on my arm, how lovely. And then she realises she doesn't even have a cat. And then all of a sudden she looks down and there's this giant python sucking over her arm.
What?
There's a giant what?
Python.
A giant python.
Yeah.
Like in an old folks' home.
Yes.
That's
actually on Hamish and Andy True Stories.
Oh,
so that one is a true story.
Yeah, right. The problem we've got there, Casey, is we started with the dog and you changed it to a cat.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear the dog bit at the start when she first said it.
Right.
Sorry, hon. That's not the story that I know, but this might mean that it's real.
All right, well, let's see if Michaela from Kalanga can do any better. Michaela?
So, A girl goes to sleep in her own house. She goes to bed every night with the dog on the floor beside her. But in the middle of the night, she's woken up by a strange sound. Then what happens, Michaela?
So she gets really alarmed by the sound. So she puts her hand down for the dog just to make sure it's there, and it licks her hand.
Yep. Yep. That's what. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, Leanne, continue on with this story.
So the dog's licked her hand, and she's reassured that the dog's there. So she just goes back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So okay. That's all good,
yeah,
so
that's
far.
That's all good. That's all good. Because yeah. You'd be like, the dog's there. Fine.
It's obviously a Rotty, not a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
Because if your Chihuahua licked you and there was someone in the house or something, you'd be like,
you can throw him at.
Yeah, that's true.
Take him first.
Catch. Yeah. Okay, Beck and Kenmore. What happens after that?
In the morning, she wakes up, goes into the bathroom, finds her dog hanging in the shower. Yeah, no, dead. And then on the mirror, written in its blood, says humans can lick too.
What?
It's a good one.
Is there any more to that, or did she just wrap it up for us?
No, I think she got too excited. Bri, did you know anything else? Confirming it?
Basically, it was written on the wall that humans can lick too in the dog's blood.
Yeah.
What? What a freaky story.
It is a good one.
That's obviously not real.
Oh, don't be upset that it's not true. Oh, damn, I really wanted that one to be a real story.
Humans can lick too.
There we go. Well, another great story.
If you know of any, and I love the local ones as well, like this happened in Ipswich, you can either give us a call 131060 or submit it on our Facebook page. We'll open it up and see if anyone else has heard it.
Oh, we quite often sit around the Oxley coffee shop sharing that story with each other. It was on Anglefield Road, I'm sure it was.
I do it at dog parks.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You might have some of these similar questions here for women, Stav.
Okay.
Am I the token woman to answer these?
Never or? Token.
No. Can we please bring in our executive producer, Siobhan? Yes, you are the token.
Okay.
All right. I have some why questions that I would like you. And this is the thing.
It's always really hard when people say that, like, why do girls do this? Because the thing that you guys get so confused about is no two women are the same. I think sometimes there's universal guy laws.
That's what it is, isn't it?
No, but you know what I mean. You know, there's like... You can't listen to two things at the same time. Do you know that's a universal thing for guys?
It's true.
But with girls, it really depends on what mood they're in at the time for what response they're giving you.
I've decided I'm, in 2020, not going to ever ask my wife why questions. Because on the holidays, I asked her, why do you leave the drawers open when you go into them?
Oh, why did you do that?
See,
it ruined about 8 days of my holiday.
See, I can't stand it. Uh-uh. There is no doors ever left in my kitchen, and I would be irritable about it, and there would be a rule. We do not leave doors open because it's dangerous, and also it looks unsightly. So I don't know. I don't do that as a woman.
My wife leaves all the drawers open in the cupboards.
Like Paranormal Activity.
So when I slide my side of the cupboard across to get into it, and bang, it hits it. She leaves her makeup drawers open. I should have guns because I just walk around just shutting drawers all the time.
But I think that with the kitchen situation, that's because she's the one always in it. Because she does the cooking.
She's already done all of this, okay? Yeah.
I thought you were asking why questions.
It's true, you did ask.
You did ask?
No, that one I have an answer to. I've got some new ones.
It's got different whys.
I don't ask Esther why, so from now on...
You're asking me.
You're the why girl.
Okay.
And then...
Well, let me just text Esther.
No, please. All right. First one. Tell me why you keep losing your earrings. And specifically, the back of them.
They're crap. If anyone could invent good earrings, we would take it. It's so annoying. I lost all of mine at R&B Fridays. I don't know what I was doing. I saw the video, but I don't know what point I lost them. I'm ropeable about them. I decided to buy a good pair. It's like, I don't understand. It's like no one has invented ones that stay on. And we know that they don't, but we still have hope.
I find
it's not our fault. We need better jewelers.
Backs of earrings in the corner of the house. Mm. I find them in the shower.
Behind
and
the
then,
couch.
Yep. I take them to her and I go, babe, here's the back of your earrings. She goes, oh, no, that's like 3 months old. I've already thrown those earrings out.
Because she's moved on from them because you get so disappointed. I hear you. They're annoying.
Okay, what about...
Not solve that one.
Well, no, we just need...
better earrings.
Do you know what I do find, actually? The more you pay for them,
the better
they stay on. So why haven't you got her a nice expensive pair?
Next question.
I don't think we're going to do this again, are we?
Moisturising, I'm not daily.
What? Moisturising on the daily.
Mm.
She will stop moisturising. She has moisturiser everywhere. She has it in the car, the door of the car. She stops at traffic lights, moisturises her hands. We go somewhere for lunch. She'll sit down and somehow she's cheekily put moisturiser on her hand and she'll just rub her elbows.
Because dry skin is a crime.
A crime.
Of course you have to. My husband don't understand why I moisturise the bottom of my feet before I go to bed. Because that is prime time, so my feet are up.
Yeah.
Getting moisture in. So I love a good moisturiser. You have to have, like, dry skin's annoying, isn't it? We like to moisturise.
I don't know what you were expecting segment, because it's not, it seems
we
to be
we moisturise morning and night, and if you've got any spare moment for a hand cream, like if you're in the car, that's a perfect time.
But is that not dangerous to have moisturising cream all over your hands when you're driving?
No, when she's in the passenger seat.
No, she's driving.
Yeah, but
still. Oh, red light. I won't check my text messages.
It's only bad for your leather, but it's fine.
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
Me, I just thought it was dangerous.
But doesn't she have beautiful soft hands when you touch them?
Yeah, but also there's a chance she could slip on the steering wheel and kill the entire family.
Dramatic. I would say that's dramatic. They don't put that in a warning. But you're right. I'll speak to the Queensland government and see if they could do a warning. At the moment, it's just text phones. Yeah. But you're right.
But she'll die with the hands of a 14-year-old girl.
So. Tell me why you pick the kids up way too early.
Pick the kids up way too early.
Because we feel guilty.
We pay for daycare till 6 o'clock.
No, we want to pick them up so we can complain about getting them. It's like you feel too guilty. I pick them up at 2 o'clock.
Why?
Why? Because I can't, because I'm at home then and I don't feel comfortable being home because I feel guilty that I worked. So I want to pick them up at the earliest moment.
Yeah, but we pay till 6. I will get them somewhere between 2 and 6. Mm. You don't need to say to me from 20 past 2 in the afternoon, when are you picking up the kids?
Yeah. Can you get rid of my guilt for me?
That doesn't apply to mine. Rory was in vacation care yesterday and Kat was home all day and we got a call.
To say, come and get her?
Oh, yeah, I suppose we should.
But how many days does she go?
Just the once.
Once in a blue moon. Mm. This is every day from childcare.
Mm.
You've got to pick them up early because I don't think you understand the guilt that happens and you're not listening to that.
I've started leaving home at 2:30 saying I'm going to pick her up and take her to do things. I don't.
I get annoyed. I go and get a coffee. I call Scotty. I'm like, have you picked him up yet? And he goes, yeah, I have. I went, nah, it sounds like you're at Bunnings and you know he would have liked a Bunnings trip.
He's in the back of the car. We pay till 6. We don't have to be there
early.
Can I ask
a question? When you ask why and I tell you an answer... Why do you yell?
I'm not yelling. That's just my voice.
Wait. We've got to do it properly. Why do you yell when you're answering the question?
You don't like the answers?
Correct.
You don't want to know why?
No, he wants the answer to why to be the one that he wants.
Yes.
You're right. I'll stop picking them up early.
Thank you very much.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Cancer fraud Belle Gibson.
Cancer con woman Belle Gibson.
The 27-year-old duped thousands of followers into buying her wellness app and cookbook, telling cancer sufferers that she cured her own terminal illness using natural remedies.
She's a pathologic. Can't say the word.
Pathological?
Yep. Well, look, she lies for a living. And I actually bought her app. At the time, it was around about $5, and I would say it was a brilliant app. And then to find out that everything she had said about it was complete and utter lies, and vulnerable people as well were following it, believing that they could be cured from cancer, only to find out that everything was fake. She has gone to court. She has been forced to pay $400,000. It's now gone up to $500,000 because she hasn't paid a cent of it.
Does she have the money?
Well, she. Of course she doesn't, but she's on Centrelink. But then she went to court. They had to show her records, and she's on Sportsbet. She also went to a holiday in East Africa.
Right.
A very expensive one. She said her flatmate paid for it.
So they've gone into the house overnight, haven't they?
Yeah, they
just
have.
Repossessed
all the stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, which is what they're going to do. And they're saying that if she doesn't pay it back, then it might be court time as well, jail time as well.
Now, Kylie is on with this right now. Now, Kylie, you're someone who she actually duped out of this. You're a cancer survivor.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you feel about the situation? How much money did you lose to her, and how do you feel about her not paying it back?
It wasn't a significant amount, but it was still
enough when I was going through cancer and I was not working and my husband was off work taking care of me. So, you know, I can't remember the exact amount, but, you know, I donated money to her. I brought the book. I also brought the app and followed her. And, you know, there were times that we exchanged messages. And I think that she's just the worst type of human that would prey on people in such a vulnerable position.
Were you going through chemo at the same time as following her, Kylie? Is there any chance that you sort of thought, maybe I'm not going to go down traditional medicine and I'm going to follow her more?
Absolutely. I was in the Alfred Hospital undergoing the worst chemo, having, you know, 17 lumbar punctures with chemo being, you know, injected directly into my brain. The chemo fog was absolutely horrendous. Everything about chemo was awful. And when I was in such bad shape and looking at pictures of her and she's looking all glamorous and, you know, doing all these fabulous things and she's not going through chemo, I'm thinking, who's the fool? Am I like being duped and, you know, being conned into thinking that this is going to be the cure for cancer when it could be natural remedies? Maybe I need to try something else because I was on death's bed.
But you're being preyed upon when you're at your absolute weakest though as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, with a clear mind, you know that, you know, it's you need chemotherapy and you need to go through the traditional treatment. But when you're at your lowest point, then it's very easy to be seduced by somebody like that.
Kylie, you followed the court case. And she has been on Centrelink for a couple of years now, saying that she can't work or for whatever reason.
No one's going to give her a job.
Well, I mean, how have you felt that when she did hand over all her bank statements, there's about $90,000 of spending on trips to overseas, clothes?
It's pretty ordinary, isn't it? I think that, you know, it's a little bit at fault with the judicial system that they haven't acted quicker and done something like perhaps put her in jail so she wasn't able to spend $90,000, then recovered some of the money and given it to the charities that she's defrauded. You know, they should have acted faster. She's got to live this great life still, and she hasn't shown one ounce of remorse the whole time. Even if once she looked a little bit sorry, then I think it would be more forgiving. But the fact that she flaunts it and cruises around in a, you know, designer sunnies and living the high life, then you do feel really annoyed at her.
With these things, they usually try and play the mental health card. That's always sometimes the easiest get free out of jail card people try and roll out. But you can tell with her, as you said, that she's just
calculating.
She's horrible. She knew what she was doing. She's now not paying it back. What she's actually doing is she's trying to burn through the cash she's got so she doesn't have to sacrifice
it. I don't think she ever believes she'll go to jail either.
I don't think she ever thinks that she'll have to face any real consequences for it because she's
so self-absorbed.
She's the worst type of human. And she should have had, you know, a jail term given to her just to prove a point, to say, this is not on, this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
You cannot defraud people like this.
Well, I think it should have had jail time. When you think, Kylie, that you were considering giving up treatment, I think there would be a lot of people that maybe had and followed her and unfortunately maybe lost their lives. Those family members that would be grieving knowing that she had followed a fraudster's advice.
Did manslaughter ever come up, the thought of,
I guess, because
charging her for that?
People were sick anyway, so they might not be able to find a direct correlation.
Right.
But I guess if there's messages that you've got, Kylie, from her...
We're just, you know, wishing me well, and I was wishing her well, I felt bad for her. She had a little boy, and she was, you know, going through brain cancer. Like that, I had lymphoma, and that's pretty full on, but brain cancer, that's, you know, next level kind of cancer. And, yeah, so the messages were just, you know, I hope you recover and feel better. But, you know, there should be definite charges. I don't know that we could charge her for manslaughter, unfortunately, but I know that people did follow her, and they did lose their lives. They did. You know, consequences were, you know, quite dire with what she was telling people to do.
Well, Kylie, they've seized some stuff out of her house and hopefully can recoup some money. We appreciate you calling through this morning. If Belle Gibson was listening, what would you say to her today?
At least show that you're sorry. At least show some sort of remorse. At least, you know, do something to show that you want to make right what you've done, you know, such a horrible thing. I'm so grateful for the media following this so closely. Otherwise, it probably would have got swept under the carpet. There wouldn't be this following for it, and she would have got away with it. She doesn't deserve to.
Well, thank you, Kylie, so much for taking our call this morning.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Imagine if there was a quiz you could do to work out if your relationship was going to last. If only there was.
I don't need that sort of negativity in my life.
Well, maybe you can make improvements before it gets dire.
I kind of feel like this.
All right,
this...
I'm doing the quiz anyway. Okay. There is a professor over in New Jersey. He's dedicated his whole life to finding out about relationships and what is it that keeps relationships together.
Mm-hmm.
You always talk about that compatibility, whether it is right, but he has said that it's all about whether the other person expands your horizons.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all about keeping that spark alive and whether it allows for self-expansion and whether you expand together.
Okay.
You're just talking about weight now.
We built a deck.
Now, you're going to get annoyed at these, Maddie, because I know you don't like doing all these tests, because normally I do them for you. Just keep it over mind.
You forced me into the love language one yesterday.
And it was very
so
insightful.
Long and...
Great. So there is a... You have to answer these questions, and I'm saying that you're going to get annoyed because sometimes they feel like they're just repeating it but wording it in a different way.
Mm.
You need to give yourself a score between 1 and 7.
Check.
So 7 on very much and 1 not so much.
Okay.
All right. So how much does being with your partner result in you having new experiences? Is it 1, not so much, or 7, very much? What score would you give yourself, Stav?
A 3.
A 3?
Oh, I'd say about 5.
5? Put it down. When you are with your partner, do you feel greater awareness of things around you because of them?
Yes.
I don't understand the question, miss.
Yeah, I know.
Well, think of it this way.
There's 10 to
get
through, so.
You're at home by yourself. You don't notice the wet towel on the floor. Your wife is home. You
notice
the wet towel.
Oh, no. I don't think things like that, Steph.
7.
No. Do you feel like you're... Okay, put it down whenever you want.
I'm going to go with 6.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'll copy him.
Okay, cool.
Oh, this is not how it works. Yeah. How much does your partner increase your ability to accomplish new things? Are you trying new things because of them?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
What are you trying new?
That's a 2.
What are you trying new?
Going vegetarian. We're going this.
That's right. Because
this week,
she does make you do things. Yeah.
We're doing it together.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's new for me. I'm starving, but...
How much does your partner help you to expand your sense of the kind of person you are? Do they help make you grow as a person? Do they force you to grow in a good way?
I'd say I'll give 6. 7.
Yeah? How much do you see your partner as a way of expanding your capabilities? Oh, Maddie, you look at me a blank look. What don't you understand about that?
I don't know.
We've got another 5
strange question.
Well, how much do you see them to grow your capabilities? Do they make you more skillful? Do they...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
In what way?
That's a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because you guys are just putting down, in what way does they make, what way does Kat make you grow your abilities?
Oh, this is strange. You've got to admit, these are very bizarre questions.
You know, esoteric. Yeah. You know, if I'm singing, she'll tell me that it's crap. And then that makes me want to sing better.
I don't know.
I never knew how to use the washing machine until I met her.
Mm.
But she does.
7.
This is a bad idea.
But it's just, they're odd questions.
All
these
right.
quizzes always have odd questions.
How
much do you feel that you have a larger perspective on things because of your partner?
Yeah, a large one, 7. Yeah.
7.
7? Yeah, that's great.
7.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How much about being with your partner resulted in you learning new things? Have you taken up new hobbies because of her?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Stav, what have you done new?
Nothing.
Then put down whatever you want then.
That would be a 1.
1. Yeah, put down 1.
Break the rules of your own
quiz. Okay, all right. How much has knowing your partner made you a better person?
Oh, that's a 7.
7? Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How much has your partner increase your knowledge?
Oh, that's a 6.
Yep. Because she's smarter than you.
I'll give her a 7.
Can you
add all that up?
Add
I reckon?
Okay. Add them all up.
Here we go.
I don't know if this is a good idea. I thought it would be. But they don't understand the questions. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. We're the problem. Men are always the problem.
2. I never think that. I love 6 men. I just mean you two.
Plus 7.
Right. 54 was my score.
Plus
54.
Oh, 44, you beat me.
Okay, so you're both in the low category, the lowest category.
As in low chance of us breaking up.
Yeah. So you should have a score of over 45. So you and your partner have a low connection. Your relationship is unfortunately not creating opportunities that should expand your knowledge and make you feel better about yourself. So it's not dire straight, but you should make an effort to share new experiences. You should lock in time to improve your relationship.
We've been together for 20 years. We're like that TV show that they've done every experience and what's left for the characters to do. We're happy just to sit back and relax.
Yeah, you're
and watch
right.
Other
people don't get
do
divorced
it.
Later on. They really, once they've made 20, that's it.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Well, I'm saying, like, you should lock in experiences.
Get my affairs
to
in
each
order.
Other.
Right.
Well, this is the thing. I've been trying to get Esther.
It's a spark, people.
To
this
go
is a spark test.
On an overseas holiday with me. I said, babe,
yep.
let's blow all of our savings. I will hire a nanny for a week and we'll just go and get rid of it all. She's like, but I'll miss the kids. I'm like, what's wrong with you? That's what I want to do. I want to do stuff like that. But then she tries to be too sensible.
That's a, mark one of your ones down
but
as a
I
one.
But I think what you have to do is do things that she wants to do with you.
She wants to do that.
But she just said she doesn't.
Oh, well, she needs to take this quiz and work out that she's wrong.
Oh, she did. Hers was really
low. Shit.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It'll be Friday, the 24th of January. Your letter, if you want to go and practice, is?
G for golf. Have fun.
I had the best round of golf of my life on my holidays,
really?
By the way.
Don't ever play again.
I asked you to play with me.
This is the thing.
Did you get past the windmill?
It's the first time I've played in 12 months, and I went with my brother-in-law and my father-in-law when we're on holidays, and I didn't particularly want to go, and I got 3 par in a row.
Like, that means you did it by the level that is expected.
Four shots.
You got four shots. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I was just thrashing it.
You have to quit now.
The next hole, I got 10, but, like, it was the bet, and then I had a really good round after that. I played the best that I've ever played, and they were the whole time, they're like, you've been practicing. Mm. And I was like, hand on heart, I swear on my kid's life, have not been practicing. But now I'm thinking, as you said, I'm like, I should never play golf ever again.
No. Scotty did that. Had a great game. Everyone kept saying exactly the same. He went back and they're like, oh, sorry, mate. We actually thought you were. No, you're not. You're still shit.
Yeah.
So don't go back because now that was his last game.
Yeah, but then there's also part of me that's like,
maybe
I'm naturally gifted at golf and I should be.
But you
like...
only noticed it now? This wasn't the first game you played.
No, but it's the first good game that I've played and I haven't been practicing. So
you've got already to gifted. Wow. Well, do it professionally. There's a lot of money in golf.
There's a lot of money in golf.
This is where my head's at,
Why
boo.
Why is there so much money in golf?
I don't know.
Is it a big sport all over the world?
I think it's directly correlated to the audience they can get for it. So a lot of people watch it. A lot of la-di-da
Rolex people.
Oh, but even so, I mean, like it's got a good audience on TV. Yeah. That's all it really comes down to.
A lot of people
watch it, and it's always going. It's year round. It never stops. I love watching golf.
Do you?
Yeah,
very slow sport.
No, but there's always something happening. So you see the tee off, then you see a chip shot.
But
then
there's
the
always
putt,
like whispers, and then they're whispering they've got a new.
But also you miss a putt, and everyone goes, "Oh," and you're like, "I know I missed it. You don't need to let me know."
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got a celebrity trainer we need to talk to, so we've got to go.
Oh, he's used to waiting around for people.
Don't do that. All right. Bye, guys.
It's Chris Hemsworth's trainer. Mm. You can't tell me that Chris isn't like, mate, I'll meet you there in 10. And he turns up a day later and Luke's still sitting there waiting for him.
Regardless, I don't want to make Chris wait.
Or,
Chris Hemsworth with him.
Chris Hemsworth might have to be waiting for Luke to get to the gym and I don't want to make Chris wait. So we're done. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, we'll make him they'll wait. Be like, oh, you're that Abby that I was late for my personal training, but could have worked. That's it could have worked between us, but...
You're the reason why I didn't get Thor 16, because I blew out.
Yeah.
It's my fault for saying let's
but we
wrap
really
up.
Should, we really should wrap up, because he's waiting for us. He's gone now.
Okay, let's wrap up.
Happy New Year! Look ahead, buckle up, and enjoy your 2020 journey with Suzuki.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Every morning at 8 o'clock, there's $10,000 that you can win. Make sure you've got it on Hit 105. 6:30 and 7:30, we actually give you answers to the game to make it easier for you as well. Here we go.
Someone who does have three answers, Jess in Barden. If you won, you'd go to America to see your dad.
Oh, my God, I would. Hello.
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 He lives over there, obviously.
He does. He lives in Santa Cruz.
Oh, lovely.
Santa Cruz is beautiful. Is that the one with the big roller coaster?
Yes, in the boardwalk.
Yes. All right. Well, you know that you get $50 for each correct answer, so pass if you can't think quickly. Get all 10 right. That is when you are on a plane over to America with the $10,000. But just don't repeat the same answer, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. And your letter is O, obviously.
All right. Jess. Your time will start when I finish the first question. And your first question is, name a colour.
Orange.
Name an international city.
Auckland.
Name a type of bird.
Ostrich.
Name something you put on your skin.
Pass.
Name a fashion brand.
Oraton.
Name a tapas food.
Pass.
Name a Brisbane suburb.
Pass.
Name a male actor.
Owen Wilson.
Name an occupation.
Orthodontist.
Name a four-letter word.
Otto.
Name something you put on your skin.
Ointment.
Name,
$350.
Woohoo, thank you. Woo-hoo.
Well done.
Can I just confirm one thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. What's the international city that you said?
Auckland.
Auckland.
And so, can you say Auckland.
Oakland. Oh, Auckland. I thought you said Auckland.
No, that's why I was like, that's why I was double checking everyone.
Good one, Matthew. Yeah. Good
thank
one,
you.
Jess.
I've Googled. It is in North America.
Yes, yes.
And it is, in fact,
yeah. City. So that's $400 then.
Yay, thank you.
Sorry, I had a giggle at Auckland.
Oh, so did I.
Sorry.
I did the same thing.
How rude. You have $100. Well done.
That's awesome. Thanks so much, guys.
I got you, Jess. Not often am I smart.
You're
today,
my favorite,
I'll take it.
Wow.
Just have good hearing. Us old folks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I was chatting with a dear friend the other day and she told me that she's got two boys
mm-hmm.
and she was never going to have any other kids. That's it. They're done. You know, because we always talk about if you're done or not, because I had my third.
And you're
she
done.
Said that, don't tell me, Matt.
Don't do that. Don't do that because that will spur her on to have another
why
one.
Are you doing that? Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Let me just...
Are you done? So, are you going to go again?
Can you tell him to wait for a minute?
Can you wait for just 1 second, please, while she finishes her story about her close friend?
She said that she was done, and then she had a friend brought over a kitten, and she said for a half an hour she was nursing the kitten like it was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Kittens probably don't like that. And she said she was actually nursing it like a baby, and she started crying.
Oh, no.
Because she's like, I want a baby. And I was like, but I thought you were done. She goes, I'm never done. Are you done? Do you know when you're done? And this is a conversation that we've been having, is that some of my friends, as soon as they have their child,
mm-hmm.
no matter what number it is, they're like, you booked in for a vasectomy. We are done. This is it. That's it. And I'm like, so you know. But for me, I'm like, I'm the same as her where I feel like, oh, I could go again. I mean, the only reason I would sort of go, oh, is because Scotty and I had such a hard time with it. But they're just... I don't have that real, nah, I'm done. And a friend of mine who has five kids said that she's stopped, but she never feels done.
Mm.
And you guys had a clear thing. Like, Esther was clear. You were a bit, but she was clear. And Kat was clear, right?
Very clear.
And I just want to know on 13, 10, 60, do you know when you are finished having kids? I want to hear from ladies that were like, yeah, I really felt it. And some like, I was sort of thinking about it, and then we did have one.
What's this space? What's this space? What's
I'm not, I'm listening.
Yeah, but
what I'm doing is I'm listening.
Uh-huh. How would you feel if either A, Abby, or B, Esther went, I want to go again?
If Esther said, I want to go again, I'd be like, well, our children are going to have a stepbrother or sister, so good luck, because I can't
you know,
do that anymore.
But you know.
Yeah, we knew straight away. And it was our third child that did it. I could have gone another one, because Ethan's growing up, so technically... He'll be out of the house in a few years. We'd be back
two.
To three
so got two,
in the family.
Yeah.
Like living in the house. But.
Five. Four.
No. What I'm saying is Ethan would become an adult.
Mm. So then he would be, he's at the moment, he's the only going to have like two kids at home, really.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we were keen. I could have been keen. But then when Eden was born, and I love that girl more than anything, she melts my heart. But she is a horrible child.
She's just, you had the easy run for the others.
Mm. Oh, she screams in the night, like her tantrums go for an hour and a half.
And that was our firstborn. So for us, can't believe we went again. But then we had that out of the way. So our expectations of kids are so low. Like, I mean, so low.
We just got a perfect one the first
time.
Yeah,
but that's it. Like, you guys only wanted one.
Yeah.
But it's hard because you start going, is it rational? And guys always look at it from, well, it's the money point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? We've got limited time and we've just got them out of nappies. Where for me, I just don't feel like it's a rational thought.
It's also like, you know, you think, well, they're this age now, we'll get our lives back in X amount of years.
See, I never think that. I never want that.
Mm.
Like, the thought of the boys moving out of the house.
Have you ever had a moment, I had this on the holidays, and I feel bad about it now, because I do love my daughter. I had a moment sitting on a couch in Woodgate where she was screaming, and it was just me home alone with her. I actually sat there and I thought, I don't think I love this child.
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
like, I actually sat there and I was like, I have no connection with her, and I'm not sure if I even like you.
Mm. Well, my mum used to always say to me, and now I understand it, I will always love you, but I really don't like you at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I grew up with that, and now I actually understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you always feel like you have to love them. But there's moments
you don't
where
have
they,
to like them.
There's moments where they always test you. And I think that's my problem, is when the kids are all getting along well, I went, we could totally go again.
things seem to be going great. Let's chuck another one in the mix and see what happens.
It's been half an hour. What could go wrong?
I'm not saying it's rational. I just, it's that. It's that craving of a child. Oh, Scotty doesn't want any more. But then I understand where my friend's going as well, where she always thought she was dumb, but then the idea of not having any more children, she starts going.
It's the craving of a newborn is the thing too. The baby that you hold, that you breastfeed, all that works into it because you've still got kids. You've got three kids. It's that baby bit that you actually are after.
Don't take this a bad way. There's no but. You don't see yourself as Abby anymore. You see yourself as a mum. So to you...
No, I never do that. No, I never see myself as a mum.
But you know what? No, but that's
just
what I'm saying.
I just like controlling people and now I have three.
You see yourself as like lots of people around you. In your in the future, you want to have lots of grandchildren. Big family sounds good to you.
No, I like noise and I like mess and I enjoy chaos. Mm. I like the busyness. I don't like a quiet house.
Maybe you were an Italian nonna in a former life.
I think that's what it was. I love feeding people. I like entertaining people.
Yeah, you were Italian in a former life.
Maybe that's
you must
what it
eat.
Is.
We need children. You must procreate and eat.
I just wanted on 13 10 60. If there's ladies out there, did you actually know when you were done, or did you have that feeling where you're like, I could go again? And
yeah, I just want to check. This is not where at the end where you announce you're pregnant, right?
No, God, no. No. I don't think we would ever, but I just don't know how you deal with that desire.
Okay.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Gonna have a baby. Just make a
baby. I was chatting with my dear friend. She said that she was done having kids. She's got two beautiful boys, but then a kitten came over from her friend and she nursed it like a baby, burst into tears and was like, I would love another baby. And I was like, but I thought you were done. She's like, are you ever really done? Do you ever really have that desire? I said, some ladies do where they just know. And I want to know, did you know? Or you maybe thought and go, oh, I could go again. Tia. Maybe you regret not having more. Mm.
You're on with us. What's your story, Tia?
I would love to have more kids. It's a feeling. Mm. I am not done. I'm 23 and I have two children of my own and I would love to have more. It's a beautiful thing being a mother. Mm.
How many would you go? Have you got a top?
I would want four. Okay. But knowing me, I'd probably have two and then I'd want more.
Does your partner isn't keen?
No partner.
Oh, so you're, wow.
You're single.
No. Oh, you're amazing.
I'm a single mum of two.
Oh, you do an amazing job as it is. You just like do you
like
the chaos? I
have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so they're great.
Yeah, see, I just like the chaos. I like all that.
The chaos is great. Isn't it? And your friend who was nursing the kitten, I've just got 5 kittens as well, so my house is crazy.
Shave the kittens. Pretend. Just shave them.
Babies don't scratch you.
What?
Or go in the kitty litter like you like.
Hey, Jess, you're out there in Ipswich.
Yeah.
Are you?
I have 5 kids, and I had 4 under 4, and after that, I was like, I'm done, and then I was just like, no, I want one more, and then I had one more little girl, and I felt totally complete after her, and I was like, totally done, and she's now 4.
When you say the word complete,
yeah,
do you mean that as in like you felt whole, or you were like, oh no, I went one too far?
No, I felt totally complete now, like absolutely content with what I've got, and I couldn't do any more. I just felt 5 is enough. I'm done. Yeah. And so my husband got the snip after her. Mm-hmm. No more for us.
Mm. Maybe it's the kids. You know, they say that the kids are up there somewhere wanting to be born. And then when you get all the ones that have stopped shouting at you to come on into the world, you go, well, now I'm done. That was what I was supposed to do.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
Matt is not enjoying that.
No, I've never heard that story before. No,
There's no kids yelling at you from up there.
No.
From down there, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Kat.
Hey.
You done?
My head says I'm completely done, but my heart says go one more.
How many kids do you have?
I have 4.
Maybe there's just some people that just always have that desire. Because I know that my friend who has 5, if she holds a kid, she starts licking its forehead and smelling it and just like, yeah. But like, stop
I steal my friend's baby.
Yeah.
Why does she lick it?
Oh, I don't know. It must be a cat thing. She's like, oh, lick his hand. She's like, you can do whatever you want, Leah. You are bee's knees. You just go for it. It's she's like, just the newborn. She just loves him. She loved being pregnant.
I get the smell. The smell I enjoy of a newborn, but the lick's a bit strange.
Maybe you think they smell like, they taste like what they smell like.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Penny.
Yeah.
You done?
I'm done.
How many have you got?
I'm beyond done. One was too many.
Hey,
shout out to your dear one.
Why?
You just didn't enjoy it.
I hated being pregnant. It came at like a super inconvenient time. It wasn't planned. Birth was really traumatic. I breastfed until my son weaned, and while I'm like super proud of myself for doing that, I just don't think that I have it in me to do that again. Yeah. I don't want to get pregnant. My husband wants another baby, so we're on the fence about him getting the sniff, and I'm like, if you get me pregnant again, I'm going to punch you every day. Like, I just...
How old is your youngest? How old is your child now?
He's 3.5. I had him when I was 22.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and like, I'm just like, I'm trying to have a career, like, you know, we've got a mortgage. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to, like, establish my life. And my husband's out here like, let's go for it. Let's have a girl. And I was like, there's no guarantee it's going to be a girl if we have another one. Like, that's you true. Don't have to push the thing out. Like, let's
it's hard when one wants one and the other one doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, Esther didn't want to have any more. She was happy to stop at Ethan.
Yeah.
And you talked around.
Yeah. Well, I know she goes, when I said to her, I need to sit you down. We need to chat. And then I said to her, I think I want to have a baby. She put her hands on her head and went, oh, I knew this day was coming.
So, Maddie, I guess the same question for you. Are you done?
Oh, he's done. I'm with you, Penny. Let's have a done party.
Yeah, can we please? I'm there. I'll be there with bells on.
We'll your husband's outside and coils. In the glass. Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The paparazzi is harassing the Duke and Duchess. Put tabloids on notice.
There's a lot of conflicting information going on about Meghan and Harry. If they're royals anymore, are they? Do they have their titles?
They've been stripped of their titles.
But then they've just posted photos saying that they are still it, so it's a bit conflicting.
Yeah, but it's like any job that you leave, you've got to give 4 weeks' notice.
Oh, yeah, before you
so when that, they've got 4 weeks of still doing royal gear, and then they're like...
You've got to do the changeover for the new person that comes in. But they wanted a private life, they wanted a quiet life, that's why they wanted to go to Canada. They spent 6 weeks there over Christmas, no one interfered with them until they've made this now news, and then there's paparazzi out the front.
And so... This guy is a paparazzi from Canada? Is that the deal?
No, I think he's from the UK. So Giles Harrison, who is from London Entertainment Group, but had flew over there, joins us. Morning.
Morning, how are you?
We're good.
Now, at the moment, you are out the front of a place where Justin Bieber is having dinner?
He's having lunch. He just got in the car and left.
Oh. Did you get a picture?
I got a couple frames. Nothing great.
Oh, is being a paparazzi similar to being a fisherman? Like, you go with the hope of getting something great, but there's a chance you're going to come home empty-handed?
That's exactly what it's like.
Wow.
Now, you were saying that 100%. You feel like the paparazzi is being respectful of them over in Canada, but you were over there for 2 weeks. And what were you saying is the amount of money that a paparazzi would be able to get if they had all three of them together?
It varies. I mean, the thing is, you know, the first shot of them together, if you have it exclusively, will probably run in the tens of thousands.
Wow.
Depending on what they're doing. I mean, if 20 other photographers have it, then obviously the value of what you've got will be less than that. But if you have it exclusively, like say, for example, they're hiking through the park, it'll be pretty high. And then the thing is, that's not just from one publication, right? You'd have several places buying it. So you'd have web rights, you'd have magazine rights, you'd have newspaper rights, you'd have TV show rights. So it would add up.
So you could get $1 million for it?
I wouldn't... You know what? Eventually, it'd probably take you about a year of selling it to everybody, but you'd make a fair whack off of it eventually.
And are these guys...
You're not going to make $1 million in one hit. No,
right. And are these guys going to be the type of celebs, because you see like your Britney Spears and your Justin Bieber's, they'll give the paparazzi a heads up saying, I'm going to the Olive Garden for lunch. Do you think that Meghan and Harry will do that as well and get a slice of these photos? Or?
No. Not even slightly. I don't think they will.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll try and control what they do, so they'll have events where they'll have specific invited photographers in. I think that may happen, but if they're doing things in their private life, no, I don't think they'll be, you know, tipping people off that they're in this restaurant or that restaurant or going here or there. I highly doubt it.
I was reading that you said that Meghan and Harry are obviously trying to sue the paparazzi for being in the bushes when she's been seen photographed walking with her little bubs and her dogs. But you were saying that you believe that she knew the paparazzi was there because if she really didn't want a photo, she'd get the security to walk in front of her.
Well, one, the security would walk in front of her if she didn't want a photo taken, but also, truly, you know, you've got bodyguards there to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So if paparazzi could hide, so can a threat. So if paparazzi can get a shot of you, something, you know, nefarious could happen to you if somebody else was trying to. So your security's not doing a very good job if they don't know that somebody's there.
Yeah, good point.
Well, Meghan Markle was a celebrity before she became a princess. Do you know from any of your mates, like, was she before Prince Harry? Was she the type of celebrity to call paparazzi and say, hey, come and take a photo of me, this is where I'm going to be?
She wasn't. I mean, it depends on your definition of celebrity. I mean, she was on a TV show. That doesn't necessarily make her a celebrity.
Yeah. But was she the type, do you know of her for wording up Paps pre-Prince Harry?
Apart from the fact that I watched Suits, I didn't know, there was nothing known about her. So She was on nobody's radar.
I think, when she was just on Suits, she wasn't big enough for that to happen because she wasn't even the star of Suits. She was
nobody cared.
Yeah.
How many paparazzi are out the front of their mansion after they've announced that they're not going to be part of the royal family, senior royal family?
The first week I was there, there was two of us. By the time I left, which was last Tuesday, there was about another six people.
Right.
But it's not a lot.
Who have you made the most money out of in your career? Who's the one celebrity that was your golden goose?
Well, I've been at this for 25 years, so there's been quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get pictures of Prince Harry hanging out in Venice Beach once, 30 minutes after the story broke on TMZ about him being naked in a hotel room in Vegas.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that were good days, those days.
And that did quite well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was the one where he was with all the girls on the pool table getting up to no good.
Mm.
Yes, those were the ones.
Yeah, but he released those photos for free.
Yeah, that's true. But the photos you had was like, sweet, now we can run some stories. Yeah.
After the party, he went to the beach.
Exactly.
Do you think that they're ever just going to be able to lead a private life like they wanted to?
I truly don't think so, because I think the thing is, there is interest in them, and now, you know, there's exponentially more outlets for images of them than there were, say, you know, when his mother was alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now you've got the internet, you've got websites, you've got blogs, you've got Instagram, you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook. TMZ is a website, Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think the interest in them is going to lighten up anytime soon, because the thing is, it's a news story. You know, and it's a celebrity news story, which everybody likes. Everybody likes to read. You know, even when you're standing in the supermarket, you know, shopping line, it's like, you know, grab a magazine, see what's going on. Mm-hmm. They'll be splashed. I mean, I'm sure this week they're on the front cover of every magazine.
Yep.
Next week they will be too.
Meghan
nude. It'll be headlines for a while.
Remember when they got Kate sunbaking out the back on their honeymoon?
They did successfully sue for that.
Yeah.
Rightly so,
but,
as well.
They did successfully sue that, but that's a true invasion of privacy, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you wouldn't do that?
But I mean, here's the thing. What she was doing the other day, she was walking in a public park.
Mm. Yeah, she wanted to get snapped. Well, thank you very much for calling through, mate. Celebrity photographer Giles on the air. It's
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
So we look back and reflect today.
Yeah. Been trying to implement no TV at night in my household because Scotty has been up watching Netflix till late, and then he sleeps in while the kids have to get the baby out and get their own breakfast. I thought, no, that's not good for your health. you got to help out in the middle of the night. So I've been taking the remote control to bed with me. So much fun. Because then he comes to bed with me as well. It's good. It's good.
Win-win.
Yeah, win-win. But I've been hiding it at different places in the night, and I put it in my bag this morning. And then I started driving to work to realise I had it, and I didn't want to punish the kids. So I had to turn back around and take it back. Thanks, but no thanks.
As you know, I scratched the side of my car because the pole in the car park moved.
Moved. I hate it when that
happens. It when that happens.
Like, pole, pick a spot. Don't jump out in front of me. So there's a big yellow scrape up the side.
Yeah.
I'm aware that I did it. So to whoever put the giant traffic cone in front of the pole that I scratched,
yeah.
Thank you for the reminder of not only is it going to cost me a lot of money to fix, but I'm also an idiot. I got your message. Thanks. No, thanks.
I wondered what that was.
They're protecting the pole.
Yes.
It was like, the poles union said, we've had enough of this.
Please too many poles lost.
Yeah.
No more poles lost. As you guys know, I had nasal surgery recently to clear up my polyps, which has worked wonders.
Mm. You said did say nasal, right?
Yes.
Just checking. Nasal. There was an N on that.
Yeah, did ask. And they were like, we tend to go in through the nose. That would take longer. Ever since then, I have to douche. I have to douche my nose morning and night. So before I go to bed, I have to do a neti pot, put it up. And I've got a tube of steroids that I have to squeeze in to the water to flush out my nose. The tube of steroid looks remarkably like a tube of toothpaste. So this morning, when I brush my teeth with my roids instead of toothpaste, and now my mouth can lift like 120 kgs.
It's better than putting the toothpaste up your nose.
That's a very good way to look at it. That's a very good way to look at it.
I'll get someone to put a traffic cone in front of it for you.
Nice. Thank you. But no, thank you.